The Sudan People's Liberation Movement faction, loyal to President Salva Kiir, has repeatedly declared its readiness for elections at the end of this year. However, Pok Bot Balwang, the information director of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, in opposition, says there is still no draft for a permanent constitution and security arrangements still are not completed.
The time now remains will not allow us to conduct these prerequisites on time, such as the permanent constitution that needs a longer time. However, that will lead us to the parties to sit down and discuss the way forward. But meanwhile, we need to implement this activities that doesn't need resources and so on and so forth. We believe the time frame that remains now will not be adequate to conduct a free, peaceful, and fair and transparent election.
Kwal Atimbol, an official with the SPLM faction loyal to President Kiir, says his party is working hard to ensure election takes place in December.
SPLM cannot detain the funding of National Election Commission. The funding cannot be found overnight. You know, the issue of funding, it must be discussed, it go through processes, it go to the Council of Ministers, from Council of Ministers to the Parliament, and Parliament now approve it. Parliament was 2 months in recess. How can you approve while you are in the holiday?
Atim says once Parliament resumes, the budget for the National Elections Commission will be approved. Peter Mayan Majungdit, the leader of the People's Liberal Party and head of the opposition coalition, known as other political parties, says there are several delays in the implementation of the peace agreement. He says the transitional government of national unity can still prepare the country for election in December 2024.
The government apparently should do all it can in order to support the election commission. Yes, the election commission has been appointed, even though they were appointed against their own parties, but we still stick to the law that the commission must be independent and capable to be able to handle the election. We are still awaiting to hear from the election commissions the timetables that will be the guidelines.
But the leader of the National Democratic Movement, Lama Kola Jawin, says the parties to the 2018 peace agreement should prove they are serious about implementing the peace agreement.
It is up to the parties to dispel this belief. It is a strong belief. I know that many sectors of the South Sudanese community, judging from the past, they have concluded that the parties to the agreement, they just want to continue in power. But it is up to these parties now to disprove this. Let them prove that they are not interested in power by going for elections. Our concern is that we as political parties need to sit and agree by consensus on how do we approach the election.
In August 2022, the signatories of the September 2018 peace extended the transitional period for 24 months, saying the extension could allow the implementation of critical outstanding benchmarks of the agreement. Michael J. Idler, U.S. ambassador to South Sudan, says early this month that holding free, fair and peaceful elections in December could demonstrate the transitional government's pledge to the values of peace, democracy and human rights. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.